Holy moly, it's another Noodle Loaf show! Are you so excited as me?
I'm so excited I can do a cartwheel. I can stand on a mountain and yodel. I can ride my bike to the zoo. Let's do this. Ready, set, Noodle Loaf!
Kids talking about, kids talking about stuff.
Big dinosaur bones and a big thing next to it where you could play skee ball and get treats and get some prizes.
Places to eat and some little bones and some places that you can have candy and dinner.
Ice cream cake with chocolate frosting on it.
Love cake with flowers and love.
Potato chips and lettuce and cheese.
Cucumbers and tomatoes
and cheese.
Echo song. Echo song.
Now we're going to do a silly echo song about what could happen when it turns out there's no more pie.
Oh no!
This song is in a minor key and it's got a great steady beat. You can pat along on your legs or wherever you like while you sing the song. It's an echo song, so I'll sing something and then you just sing it right after me. It's easy. And see if you can keep the steady beat. We'll start it like this. There you go. Just pat that on your legs. Pat, pat, pat. Here we go.
Oh! I better cross the street.
I better cross the street.
Street's too wide.
Street's too wide.
I wanna go inside.
I wanna go inside.
Inside's too dark.
Inside's too dark.
I'm heading to the park.
I'm heading to the park.
Park's too far.
Park's too far.
I wanna take a car.
I wanna take a car.
Car's too green. I want a jelly bean.
I want a jelly bean.
Jelly bean's too big.
Jelly bean's too big.
I gave it to the pig.
I gave it to the pig.
Pig just looked.
Pig just looked.
I want to read a book.
I want to read a book.
Book's too long.
Book's too long.
I want to sing a song.
If you listen to the previous episode of Noodle Loaf, then you will already know how to play this next game called You Make the Story. It's simple. I will read a story and leave out certain words for you to fill in. So for example, if I were to say, my favorite color is, you could say,
chartreuse, or indigo, or periwinkle, or moldy lemon, or dirty shoelace, or shiny penny, or green, or...
I think you get the idea. The story will begin after the following segment introduction song.
You make a story. Yeah.
I had a great day today. I'm going to tell you all about it. Right from the beginning, I knew it was going to be a great day because I had pancakes for breakfast. But you know what made the pancakes extra tasty? I covered them in... After breakfast, I got dressed and put on my favorite shirt. It's my favorite shirt because on the front, there's a big picture of... It's super cool. After I had my breakfast and put on my favorite shirt, I was ready to go for a ride on my... And do you know where I went? I rode all the way to... Because that's where they have the biggest slide in town. As soon as I got there, I climbed all the way to the top, which is so high, I could see all the way to... Whoa, that's high! I felt a little nervous standing up there, so I decided I'd better slide on down. I sat at the top of the slide, leaned forward, and whoosh, down I went. Faster and faster. I was going so fast that I shouted at the top of my lungs. When I got to the bottom, I landed on my feet, looked up, and saw my friend. "This slide is the best," said my friend. "It sure is," I replied. Then my friend gave me a big hug and said, "I have to go. I'll see you tomorrow at..." "Bye," I said. It was time for me to go home too. I didn't want to be late for dinner because my dad said he'd make my favorite salad with cucumbers and... See? I told you it was a great day.
Of Little Loaf Ever, I will explain to you how to play. I'll play a sound, you try to name it. It's as simple as that, my friends. Are you ready to play? Let's begin. First sound, go! Chaka choo choo, because that was a train passing by. That's right, boys and girls, that was a train. Next sound. Snoring. You could have said snoring, you could have said sleeping, you could have said breathing heavily through your face. All of those answers would have been magnificent. Let's do another one. Sound number three, go!
Now we're going to do a classic called Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes. Maybe you already know how to play this game. If not, I'm going to give the nearest grown-up 15 seconds to explain it to you. Ready? Go. I hope they did a good job explaining it to you. Something along the lines of, when we say head, you touch your head. When we say shoulders, you touch your shoulders. When we say knees, you touch your knees. And when we say toes, you touch your ears. Just kidding. You touch your toes. And so on and so forth. If you're sitting in a car, for example, then it's a little bit tough to touch your toes. Figure something out. Do your best. It's just for fun. And a warning, it's going to get fast. Try to keep up.
Keep up? I couldn't. That was too fast. Well, that's it for this week's episode of Noodle Loaf. This week's episode of Noodle Loaf was written, produced, and edited by me, Dan Sachs, with special help from Joni, Winnie, and Shiloh. See you next time. Bye-bye.